The little SHT score makes its grand entrance. Transformation is not what the pictures say, you lost weight. No, that is not transformation. Transformation is when what you see changes, without any changes in reality. What you see changes. Because you change, inside. Or. Because where you're looking from. Your attitude, your vantage point. And now you see different. The second way of transformation is often easier to get, but it still depends on its success on who you are inside. If the inside doesn't change, then the transformation disappears fast. In a blink of an eye. To cause a lasting transformation, who you are for yourself, who you are for the world needs to change. That part is the hardest part, because for that you need to confront, be mortified, by who you have been. In a situation. Or in all of life. This is the building down part of the process, and it may take a long time, it may be done little by little, area by area, that is how I did it. In my time, starting some 35 years ago, I participated in every transformational program that was offered in my state. I lived in New Jersey at the time. Some courses were effective for me, others weren't. My goal for a program was to find one, warped way I was and therefore I had a warped way of seeing the world, and transform IT. I didn't expect the course to do the work, I expected the course to help me identify the warped way. And almost all courses delivered. And I didn't expect to find and handle many things. I expected to find and handle one thing. You cannot work on more than one thing at a time. As I said, this started 35 years ago. And hasn't stopped. Nowadays I use the courses I give to drive up something ugly about myself, so I can deal with it. So the process is still ongoing, I am 90% cleared of the warped views. Yay! The clearer you are, the happier and the more productive and effective you can be in every area of life. The principle is this, you have mutually exclusive futures depending on your worldview in a certain topic. You can either be right or you can be happy. You can either be right or you can be rich, healthy, etc. So being right and being happy are mutually exclusive futures, you can have them at the same time. So I have given up being a victim, being angry at people, things, situations, and being right about why I was a victim, and why I was angry. I gently curved my pointing fingers towards myself, and not at them. The result, freedom, health, loving life. 90% as opposed to 70% last year. Big difference, by the way. When I started, 35 years ago, I had 0% enjoyment. I was poor, homeless, and very unhappy. It's been a long road to hoe, as the saying goes. But it was worth it. They say, do something today, this week, this month, that your future self would thank you for. I am tenacious, consistent, persistent, and merciless. Now, truth be told, digging down, finding the warped view is half of transformation, of lasting transformation that is. The other half is having a future you live into. The future you live into is like a strong wind. Gives you how you are in the present moment. If the wind is like a breeze, it has not much influence on the present. But if the wind is strong, you need to lean into the wind to stay on your feet. The future can be independent of you, or the future can be created. It is up to you which future you live into. Here is an example. During the Great Depression, when the stock market failed, the banks failed, there were a lot of suicides. The future those people lived into was, it is hopeless. That is a future language. Other people in the same exact position rallied and built fortunes. They had a future. In times of adversity, a transference of wealth happens. And the majority silently suffered. Their future was, this too shall pass. That is also a future language. During this pandemic I observe people, and the situation is eerily similar to what happened almost 100 years ago. And people are also divided. The absolute majority distract themselves by blaming, arguing about the election, the mask wearing, the economy, the whatever. Instead of creating a future for themselves that would give them power. Personal power. In the Instant Coherence Solution Workshop we practice both digging down and crafting future statements called, organizing principles. A well-crafted organizing principle potentially replaces your current behavior with something that can lead to the good life, health, wealth, love and happiness. A well-crafted organizing principle potentially replaces the outcome dependence, the source of most misery and ineffectiveness in life. Why potentially? Because even the best tool is only worth as much as it is used correctly, persistently, consistently, and with power. Consistency depends on your TLB, on your twitchy little bastard score. And yesterday we invented a little shit score. To what degree you insist on being right about yourself, about people, about life, so you get to make other people wrong, dominate them, avoid losing, but most importantly, so that you can get off the hook of being a producer, being all you can be. Shall I add the little shit score to the starting point measurements? To the degree you master the nothing wrong / nothing to fix capacity, to the same degree you conquer over the little shit you have been. Don't kid yourself, even gurus, Nobel Prize winning scientists, presidents have a little shit score. And some of them even have it high. If your mastery of the nothing wrong capacity is 3%, your little shit score is 97%. Your little shit score is to the degree you opt to choose to be right, instead of happy. Right, instead of rich, successful, fulfilled, loving, etc. Ultimately, if you don't have what you want in life, your little shit score gives you an instant answer. Can you work directly on your little shit score? Yes and no. First you need to see, digging down, what you're so-effing right about. Be fully present to how, and where in the whole rigidity and resistance around it. So you can end up in the nothing wrong / nothing to fix. Where you can actually see, taste, smell, that there is nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with you, nothing wrong with them, nothing wrong with it. This all in a certain area. You can't work on everything, there is no blanket solution. And when you are there, you can create a new organizing principle and live by it. This is how you directly work on your little shit score, this is how you build little pockets of happiness, success, etc. I teach this in the Instant Coherence Solution Workshop. It's a recorded course, so you find your own issue while listening to others, and listen to my coaching to them. And if and when you learn the basic, found some of your little shit issues, then you become ready to work with me in a live Instant Coherence Solutions Workshop. If this intrigues you, if you think that choosing to be right and forfeiting happiness, money, health is stupid, then click the button below and sign up to the course. You have an option to add the live session now if you wish. And if you registered before midnight ET tonight, I'll add you to the small group of people who get their nothing wrong / nothing missing capacity activated and measured every day. As a gift. I also add an avatar state activator for the same purpose. For free. This bonus is worth thousands in the right hand. And nothing in the wrong hand. Okay, here is the beautiful, seductive buy button to click. Go to the next step. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/instant-coherence. The content is delivered both on the computer and on the mobile phone, to make it easier to consume.